Islands of Space by John W. Campbell. Prologue. In the early part of the 22nd century, Dr. Richard Arkott, hailed as the greatest living physicist, and Robert Maury, his brilliant mathematical assistant, discovered the so-called molecular motion drive, which utilized the random energy of heat to produce useful motion. John Fuller, designer-engineer, helped the two men to build a ship which used the drive in order to have a weapon to seek out and capture the mysterious air pirate whose robberies were ruining transcontinental airways. The pirate, Wade, was a brilliant but neurotic chemist who had discovered, among other things, the secret of invisibility. Cured of his instability by modern psychomedical techniques, he was hired by Arkott to help build an interplanetary vessel to go to Venus. The Venusians proved to be a humanoid race of people who used telepathy for communication. Although they were similar to Earthmen, their blue blood and double thumbs made them enough different to have caused distrust and racial friction, had not both planets been drawn together in a common bond of defense by the passing of the Black Star. The Black Star, Nigra, was a dead, burned-out sun surrounded by a planetary system very much like our own. But these people had been forced to use their science to produce enough heat and light to stay alive in the cold, black depths of interstellar space. There was nothing evil or menacing in their attack on the solar system. They simply wanted a star that gave off light and heat. So they attacked, not realizing that they were attacking beings equal in intelligence to themselves. They were at another disadvantage, too. The Nigrans had spent long millennia fighting their environment and had had no time to fight among themselves, so they knew nothing of how to wage a war. The Earthmen and Venusians knew only too well, since they had a long history of war on each planet. Inevitably, the Nigrans were driven back to the Black Star. The war was over, and things became dull, and the taste of adventure still remained on the tongues of Arkott, Wade, and Maury. End of Prologue. Chapter 1. Three men sat around a table which was littered with graphs, sketches of mathematical functions, and books of tensor formulae. Beside the table stood a Munson-Bradley integraph calculator which one of the men was using to check some of the equations he had already derived. The results they were getting seemed to indicate something well above and beyond what they had expected. And anything that surprised the team of Arkott, Wade, and Maury was surprising indeed. The intercom buzzed, interrupting their work. Dr. Richard Arkott reached over and lifted the switch.
"Arkott speaking."
The face that flashed on the screen was businesslike and determined. "Dr. Arkott, Mr. Fuller is here. My orders are to check with you on all visitors." Arkott nodded.
"Send him up. But from now on, I'm not in to anyone but my father or the interplanetary chairman or the elder Mr. Maury. If they come, don't bother to call, just send them up. I will not receive calls for the next 10 hours. Got it?"
"You won't be bothered, Dr. Arkott." Arkott cut the circuit and the image collapsed. Less than 2 minutes later, a light flashed above the door. Arkott touched the release, and the door slid aside. He looked at the man entering and said, with mock coldness,
"If it isn't the late John Fuller! What did you do? Take a plane? It took you an hour to get here from Chicago."
Fuller shook his head sadly. "Most of the time was spending in getting past your guards. Getting to the 74th floor of the Transcontinental Airways building is harder than stealing the Taj Mahal." Trying to suppress a grin, Fuller bowed low. "Besides, I think it would do Your Royal Highness good to be kept waiting for a while. You are paid a couple of million a year to putter around in a lab while honest people work for a living. Then, if you happen to stub your toe over some useful gadget, they increase your pay." They call you